This is Nightfall. Welcome, dear friends. Frederick Hemp, creeping in a little early this week so we can tell you our complete terrible story before the Canada Games report. If you're a person who works for someone who demands rather a lot from you, who demands perfection, you might find tonight's story a bit too close to home. But I wouldn't advise you to miss it either. It's called A Glaze of Perfect Beauty and was written for Nightfall by Stephen Fraygood. Do listen.
Ah, Marcel, I see that for once you are here bright and early.
Yes, monsieur, it is.
I'll put your back into it. This is clay you're kneading, not one of your peasant girls.
Yes, monsieur, it is.
Well, I took you on because you have the back of a Percheron. It's a pity you have the brains of a Percheron as well.
Yes, monsieur, it is.
Well, don't sit there like a turnip in the dark. Let in the light. Ah, Paris in June. What a beautiful day. And what would you say about that sky, Marcel?
I would say it is blue, Monsieur Isidore.
I would say it is blue, Monsieur Isidore.
Of course it's blue, you blithering idiot. But what kind of blue? Cobalt, azure, cerulean, the blue of the harbor of Saint-Jean-de-Luz, or lac gobe in the high Pyrenees, or the eyes of a beautiful woman?
I like pretty ladies.
Oh, you stupid oaf. What is that thing?
It is a bust of Monsieur Isidore.
Of course, I should have known at once. How stupid of me.
I made it myself last night. What do you think of it?
Puts, Marcel, may be viewed as a composition of stacking elements. The foot rests upon the table, the body rests upon the foot, the collar rests upon the shoulder, and the lip is the junction with the sky, which we now know to be blue, thanks to your brilliant insight. Hence, when all is harmonious, the sense of uplift is achieved.
You like my pot, Monsieur Rizizia?
Well, how can you ask such a question?
May I go on to make a teapot, then? I would so love to make a teapot.
Teapot? You listen to me, you walking side of bacon. I wouldn't trust you to make a chamber pot. This thing of yours is nothing but a vertical dog dish. And look at the glaze. It looks like congealed horse manure.
Then you don't like it, Monsieur Isidore.
Oh, such a promising fellow. Come. We must prepare the kiln for the firing.
Very good, Monsieur Isidore.
Now here, Marcel. Here is the secret of the perfect glaze. My wonderful kiln. The largest and finest in all of Paris. In all of France. Oh, Vulcan, god of fire. Only you with your shimmering light, the heat of the earth's core, white hot like the sun itself, all consuming. Here in this temple of fire, you will unlock for me the secret of the perfect glaze. For 30 years, Marcel, I've sought the perfect glaze, and now I... Oh, what are you doing?
Bringing the trays.
Well, be careful.
I'm all right. It's just very heavy.
Well, be careful with that, you fool.
Yes, monsieur.
Well, watch out for that bucket.
Bucket, monsieur. I...
You blundering fool.
It was not my fault, monsieur.
Perfume bottles, vases, teacups, all ruined.
I will pick them up, monsieur.
You idiot.
Monsieur.
Fool.
Oh, no, monsieur.
Donkey. Bumping fatty.
No.
You miserable pig. You bang of guts.
Please.
I'll pound you into a pulp. You'll never make such a fool of yourself again, you blundering sack of potatoes. Easy Jacques. What a pleasant surprise.
Good morning, Monsieur Lenoir.
And I see you've brought your lovely and charming daughter.
Good morning, Monsieur Lenoir.
Ah, Fleurette. Not even the finest porcelains from far-off China can match you for grace and delicacy of form.
Thank you, Monsieur Lenoir.
Is she not perfect, Easy Jacques?
Oh, indeed, Monsieur Lenoir, indeed. But we have come here on business.
But you are an artist, Monsieur, a true artist. Let us not sink to the level of the street vendor so early in the day.
Oh, of course, Monsieur Lenoir.
Come, let me show you some of my recent acquisitions. This lacquer bowl, for instance, Tang Dynasty. The golden turtle is a symbol of longevity.
Oh, very charming.
And this snuff box belonged to the late Tsar Alexander, killed by anarchists, they say.
About my porcelain.
Yes. Here, let me help you with the packages.
Oh. Well, Monsieur Lenoir, what do you think?
A most handsome form. I particularly like the lip. Very definitely a mark of confidence.
Oh, thank you, Monsieur Lenoir.
And this bowl? It floats. It rises. It almost asks to be anchored to the table.
Oh, I'm very proud of it, Monsieur Lenoir.
But your glaze, Easy Jacques.
It's a new formula. Is something wrong?
It is most original. Good color response. You've even managed to tone the cobalt down to a nice, quiet blue. Unusual in a magnesia glaze.
It was an accident, Monsieur Lenoir.
Was it? What a pity there's a flaw.
Impossible.
See? Here. But then one can never achieve perfection.
Oh, it is my purpose in life.
The desire to capture perfection, monsieur, is a fatal flaw in all mortals.
Oh, it is a worthy ambition.
Then I would start with a decent apprentice. Is that lout from Marseille still with you?
No, I had to fire him.
Good for you. The glaze is the window to the soul of the work, and without a perfect soul, there can be no perfect glaze. Take your daughter, for example.
Monsieur.
Look into her eyes, Easy Jacques, and observe the perfect soul, a thing most eminently to be desired.
You are too kind, Monsieur Lenoir.
Beauty, monsieur, can only come from beauty. If you wish the perfect glaze, you must employ the perfect apprentice, your daughter.
You can't be serious.
Perfectly serious. That is, if you really do seek perfection.
Monsieur Lenoir, you are making me blush.
But forget about perfection, and you will never suffer from ulcers.
Perfection is the only worthy goal in life.
Then I will see you again. And, of course, your daughter.
Goodbye, Monsieur Lenoir.
Pay attention, Francois.
I always pay attention, monsieur.
When you are learning, you must be humble because you know so little. When you're a master like myself, you are humble because you know so well how little you will ever know. I treat my customers with arrogant disdain. If they knew the true extent of my humility, they would lose confidence in my work. In reality, I know nothing at all. Now, give me your opinion.
Not bad, monsieur.
Not bad? What exactly do you mean by that?
The rim isn't level, monsieur. Our customer will think his house is tilted.
Anything else?
I like the collar, monsieur. But if you study classical Korean jars, you'll notice the strong collar is justified by the overall form. But maybe then that wasn't what you were after.
You know, Francois, I admire your erudition, but I remind you that technical knowledge alone is like making love while reading a book.
I'd never do that, monsieur.
You keep a civil tongue, boy. I am the master here.
Yes, monsieur. Would you care to look at some of my work, monsieur?
Yes, I would.
I was trying for classical grace, monsieur, something in the style of the Chun.
If it is grace you're after, then you must combine brute strength with the utmost delicacy. Have you thought of becoming a coal miner?
I worked long hours on that.
And this glaze, what color would you call it?
Gray, monsieur. It is the color of a dove's wing, the color of mist in the valley of the Dordogne, the color
of primeval mud.
The color of your daughter's eyes.
What's my daughter got to do with it?
She finds it pleasing to look at.
Don't mention my daughter. Don't you even talk about her, boy.
Words could never describe Fleurette.
What presumption.
And she is everything that you are not.
You've been seeing my daughter.
Yes, monsieur.
How dare you?
Better than looking at your worthless damn pots all day long.
You're a genius compared to that last dolt of an apprentice. But my daughter is far too good for the likes of you.
And too noble for the likes of you.
Why, you filthy little sewer rat.
Get your hands off me. Oh, and that's better than you deserve, monsieur.
Spike your master, will you?
What are you doing?
You...
Get away from me with that! Get away from me! No! No!
Wonderful. Just about now, I should say. Yes. Is it Jacques?
Monsieur Lenoir, such a pleasure to see you again.
And this time, I have a rare and unusual surprise for you.
Nothing is more rare and surprising than to see your daughter again. Like the lily opening fresh and new each morning.
I am greatly honored, monsieur.
Monsieur Lenoir, please... You must open the parcels at once.
Patience, monsieur, is the greatest virtue of the artist. Do you wish me to rush to see your work like buying poultry in the common marketplace?
Oh, of course not, monsieur.
Very well, then. Come here, Fleurette, and I will show you something to make your eyes sparkle.
Oh, it is wonderful.
Take it. Hold it in your hand.
I dare not, monsieur. It is so fragile.
Yes, take it. Look at the diamonds on the lid, the ebony, the ivory scrollwork.
Oh, monsieur.
Now, open it.
Oh.
How pretty the jewels are against your white skin.
Monsieur, about my porcelains?
What? Yes. Oh. Let us see the creations of your remarkable kiln. Splendid. Wonderfully lustrous surface. Good depth. Brilliant color. To call it simply red would be degrading. No, it is more like the vermilion sands of African shores. The petal of the sun-drenched poppy. The last light of sunset after a great storm. The rich ruby red of blood. Is something upsetting you, Isidore?
I'm overwhelmed by your flattery, monsieur.
Don't be. For one thing, the surface could be enriched. And it's a little too glossy, don't you think?
But I've tried everything.
You play with time, temperature, atmosphere, your silly formula, but your work still lacks the soul of creation.
By the way,
how is your new apprentice working out?
Arrogant popinjay.
And he was talking to your daughter, I believe?
I got rid of him.
Quite right. A soul as exquisite as hers is meant to be the bride of immortality. Such loveliness is a miracle, Easy Jacques, like fine porcelain, and no man can hope to control a miracle.
I work with miracles.
Not quite. But if you insist on your absurd pursuit of perfection, you will take your daughter on as apprentice.
My daughter as an apprentice?
You shall, monsieur, for beauty can only come from beauty.
You presume on our friendship, monsieur. Come along, Fleurette.
Mademoiselle, wait.
Monsieur Lenoir.
Please, take this gift from me.
The music box? Oh, no, monsieur, I am not worthy.
I won't permit it.
Monsieur Isidore, we are old friends, and this is merely a small token of my esteem. Please, Fleurette, perhaps its magic will bring you solace in time of trouble.
Oh.
Come along, Fleurette.
Thank you. Thank you, Monsieur Lenoir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Fleurette, my little Fleurette, you must pay close attention to every detail. Observe how, even if you are attempting an air of casual grace, you must be impeccably casual.
Oh, how to explain it? Words are so inadequate.
Like teaching the waltz from a textbook. Put your left foot here, your right foot there. What are you doing there?
Putting handles on the jugs as you instructed, Father.
Handles, you call them? Oh, no, 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 my dear. The handles should be light and delicate like an ear. Those look more like worms.
I'm sorry, Father.
Oh, don't mind me. I don't know what's come over me. You know, that boy was wrong about the color of your eyes. If only my hands and the fire of the kiln could do it.
Father, what...
That color would be the perfect glaze.
Father, your hands are hurting me.
Oh, yes, of course. Please forgive me.
I'd better see to the pots, Father.
The pots, yes. Why can't you ever turn a pot upside down without ruining it?
It won't happen again, Father.
Do you have fingers or pliers on the ends of your hands?
Don't be angry, Father.
I am sorry. Here, sit down and amuse yourself while I work. What's that thing doing in here?
The music box?
Of course I mean the music box.
It is pretty, isn't it?
No, it is not. Give it to me.
But it's mine. Oh, you can't have it, Father. It was a gift.
Impudent child. Don't talk back to your father like that.
Father, why are you so cruel?
Because you are what you are, my sweet daughter. Such simple, exquisite, unpretentious beauty.
Father.
And I struggle my whole life and create nothing, nothing even half sublime.
What are you doing, Father?
Oh, you have a wonderful neck. Never in a thousand years could my hands create anything of such elegance.
Your hands off me!
And those eyes, like distant clouds flecked with the sun. What depth, what fire. They are the perfect glaze.
Father! No.
Already the light is dying. I must be quick now. Very quick indeed. Or it will be too late. Oh. Come along, my pretty creature. You must obey your father. The artist must be quick and sure. Come along, come along. Now, into the kiln. Into the magical, purifying heat of creation.
Monsieur Easy Jacques, I thought I would find you here. It has been some time since you've been to my shop, and the world is clamoring to see your latest work.
Oh, I've been around and around and around and around. The cylinder, you see, is the most perfect and basic of forms.
So, I see you've been hard at work, my friend. Look at this excellent picture. A finely balanced vessel, both physically and aesthetically. You have met the challenge.
The challenge, certainly. A challenge to the gods, but... But do gaze upon the glaze.
And this goblet, nicely symmetrical, rests comfortably in the hand. A delight merely awaiting the fine vintage.
But the glaze, monsieur. The glaze, the glaze, the glaze, the glaze, the glaze.
The glaze, of course. How could I have ignored the glaze, especially in this piece? My precious little sweet flower. Very pretty.
Pretty? You are looking on perfection.
A very nice gray, and I do like the flecks of gold you've managed to capture. But it is not perfect.
It is perfect. You know it's perfect.
May I keep this one for myself? It is not perfect, but I think it may be your best yet.
No, 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 no. You can't have that one.
But it pleases me.
Thief, give it back to me.
You call me thief? There is only one criminal in this room, monsieur.
What are you saying?
You don't seriously expect me to believe that story about the fellow from Marseille, do you?
It was an accident. We quarreled.
I quite agree. But two apprentices? How could you, monsieur?
He had designs on my daughter.
Which reminds me, where is your daughter?
Where? Toulouse. Yes, she's in Toulouse.
You're a passably good potter, Ici Jacques, but a terrible liar. I know what became of your daughter. Where are you going, Ici Jacques?
I'll hide. They'll never find me.
Do you think I'd hand you over to the police merely for the murder of two worthless apprentices? Come here. Come.
I wanted only perfection.
You call these perfection? The blues are watery. The greens are the color of slime. Come over here to the kiln.
I don't want to.
Get in, Mr. Easy Jack.
Not in the kiln. Please. Please not in the kiln.
In.
Lenoir? Are you out there, Lenoir?
Naturally.
Oh, let me out. I'll try again.
Better than that. You are going to help me create a masterpiece.
Lenoir! Lenoir! Oh, Monsieur Lenoir, how frightfully pleasant to see you again.
My deepest apologies, Monsieur, but I had business to attend to. Have you been waiting long?
Not so very long, Monsieur.
Good. Well, Monsieur, what can I do for you?
You don't recall?
Ah, yes, Armand de Montsaint. I believe you had a business proposition for me.
Business, monsieur? I would never suggest anything so good. This is a question of art.
Art, of course. By the way, what do you think of this porcelain I've just acquired?
Extraordinary. So delicate. So remarkably refined.
And regard the purity of texture. So soft, so virginal.
Mm.
This is the only decent piece of work that stupid potter ever created.
One may hardly expect noble endeavors from a mere tradesman.
Meaning?
Perfection, monsieur, is a question of breeding. Would you not agree?
Perfection, you say?
Ah, has this something to do with your proposition?
My essence, monsieur.
Ah, yes. Something about a perfume factory.
Hardly a factory, monsieur. I refer to the creation of my eau de Montmartre. The perfect fragrance.
You believe you've created the perfect fragrance?
Must create. Will create, monsieur, with your kind patronage.
Naturally. You know, Monsieur, you have arrived most opportunely, for at this very moment I happen to be looking for a new protégé.
Then you will assist in this enterprise, monsieur?
With the greatest pleasure, monsieur. And to seal the bargain, please accept this little gift.
Oh, how terribly charming.
Curiously enough, it was a perfume case, once owned by the beautiful Madame de Neuville.
Was she not the tragic lady thrown from a cliff by her jealous husband, the Marquis?
The very one?
How singular. Thank you, monsieur, and I do accept most gratefully.
And now we must get to work, mustn't we? Achieving perfection, after all, is not something you accomplish in a single day.
Indeed, monsieur. But even at this early stage, I can promise you that the end is assured.
That it is, my friend. That it is.
A Glaze of Perfect Beauty was written for Nightfall by Stephen Fraygood and featured Bruce Armstrong as Asijak, Joseph Rutten as Lenoir, Nicola Lippman as Florette, John Fulton as Marcel, Stan Carew as Francois, and David Renton as Momassin. Technical operation was by Rod Snedden, with sound effects by Dermot Kenny. Production assistant, Claire McElveen. A Glaze of Perfect Beauty was produced and directed in Halifax by Sudsy Clark. Executive producer for the series, Don Kowalczyk.